Nope.
All right. Pilot of the number 50, Dave Cliff. I talked to you at the beginning of the year, and you're like, I hardly even had to drive this car. And you had won the race, and you were like, I'm like, what does this mean to the rest of the field the rest of the year? You're like, I don't know, but I've got a good car. And here we are now at the end of the season, and you get another win finally. What's happened in between?
We were pretty good for the first four or five races, and then the one night Brucey and I got together, we sort of messed some stuff up, and we thought we looked over the car as well as we should, and we've just been missing a couple things the last few weeks, and the car really has been pretty evil, to be honest, but we asked for some other buddies' help. Cameron Rowe stopped over, Lacerdo stopped over, and just gave another set of eyes on some things, and we finally got it back to where it should be, so it felt really good tonight.
And you got the win. How big of a win was this for you, heading into Classic? Well, an extra week in between, but heading towards Classic.
No, it's definitely good to have some momentum going in. Like I said, especially the last three races, we've sort of been out to lunch, so to get a win here towards the end of the year and have a car that we can finally fine-tune on and get it good for the big race is pretty important.
The first race you were running in back of Mike, and I told him straight up, I think he's probably faster than you. You were just holding him back and holding him off, and not holding him back. You were holding him off. Do you feel like you had a faster car in that first race?
I think I was maybe slightly faster. I mean, he was running a sort of a wide line, so I just couldn't quite stay close enough to him to really, you know, turn under him going into the corner. But there was a few times especially down the front stretch, I probably should have taken a look, and he may or may not have seen me, so I chose a wiser route and waited for him to slip up, and he didn't.
Next week, last regular race of the season, do you push it like you normally would or try to conserve it a little bit, maybe play a little bit safe out there with Classic right on the corner?
Nope. I mean, we've been out of the points for several weeks now, so we're just out here trying to win races. I know we'll start towards the back, but it's probably a good test to see if, you know, we got the car driving the way we want it to, especially for the long race. So we'll try to get the best we can next week and race hard.
All right, who'd you like to thank for your win tonight and your two podiums?
Yeah, CP Force, Master Prize Taekwondo, Lakeside Restaurant, Lighthouse Lanes, Bear's Sleepy Hollow Campground. They're on board. We don't have a sticker for them yet. But and then the crew, obviously, we've been busting our butts for the last few weeks. And like I said, the Lacerdo crew and Cameron Rowe, they both pitched in and gave us another set of eyes and got us going in the right direction.